Well, Kitty, of course. Who'd you think? Jimmy, can you come over today? Elsie's coming over, too, and we're going to play with my Christmas present.
Be sure, Party Liners, that you hear today's important event in the life of little Kitty Owens, daughter of Jack Owens and his estranged wife, Marilyn. Now, if you ask your own doctor what is the most important function of good health, he would probably say regularity, the foundation of a happy, healthy life. Now, would you like to know how to build regularity? Here is a way that has helped thousands of people troubled with the same things that may be troubling you. The way I mean is with Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound. Here is a medicine that helps you to build regularity. Syrup pepsin encourages nature herself to get back to work. Its mild cleansing action leaves you soothed and refreshed. It's a vegetable help made according to a family doctor's original formula. Now, if you're troubled at times with dullness, a feeling of depression, upset stomach due to intestinal sluggishness, take a spoonful of Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin. Sluggishness may be causing your misery. And the remarkable ingredients of syrup pepsin help remove this cause of your dull feeling, your depression, and your upset stomach. You get it at any drugstore. It costs very little, and it lasts a long time. It's spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, pepsin. Syrup, pepsin. Kitty Owens, who is just 10 years old, is the unwitting center of a drama in unhappy human relations. Her father, Jack Owens, after neglecting his wife and daughter for years, last fall decided to try starting life over again. Without telling Marilyn of his plans, he went to Alaska, where, as we know, he has been making the first serious effort of his life to make something of himself. Yesterday, we heard that no present had arrived from Jack Owens for his daughter, Kitty. Today, Kitty has invited Jimmy Miller and another friend, Elsie Curtis, to play with her. The three children are sitting on the floor around the Christmas tree. And with Kitty as operator, they're in the midst of a game of party line. Jimmy has one telephone, Elsie the other, and Kitty sits midway between them.
Hello? Operator?
Yes? Number, please?
This is Mr. Wintergreen at the drugstore. I guess I'll just talk to my wife, if you please.
Just a minute. Daily 1906? That's not the way to play party line, Kitty.
It is, too.
Well, listen, Kitty. You're supposed to ring my wife's telephone for me. You don't have to say that.
Your wife? Does that sound funny, Jimmy?
Keep still, Elsie, or we won't ever get this straight. Go ahead, Kitty.
Well, if I'm the operator, you have to let me do it my way.
But it isn't right, Kitty, don't you see?
Well, if I get the number, it's right.
I won't answer the telephone if you don't ring it right.
Okay, you don't have to be. I'll be Mrs. Wintergreen myself. Go on, Jimmy, call your wife again.
Well,
that isn't fair. You can't be both the operator and Mrs. Wintergreen, can she, Jimmy?
Well, shucks. Wait a minute now. We'll figure out.
I'm the hostess. I can say which way I want to play.
The hostess is supposed to be polite and let the guests have a good time.
Elsie, I do want you to have a good time. Only that's the way you call people in Chicago.
How do you call people in Chicago? Just like we do right here, I bet.
Well, pretend you're calling my daddy at his office, Jimmy.
Okay. What do I say?
Oh, say you want Delaware 8263.
Okay. Give me Delaware. What was that again?
Delaware 8263.
Delaware 8263. Okay, here goes. Hello? Please call Kitty's father. Delaware 8263.
Delaware 8263? Just a moment, please.
Now what?
Okay, now you say hello. My daddy's answering the phone. Go ahead and talk to him.
Hello? Kitty's dad? Well, this is Jimmy. Oh, fine, thanks. Yeah. Elsie and Kitty and me are playing over Kitty's house. Okay. See you sometime. Go on.
You just made that up, Kitty.
I didn't either.
You did, too. Well, you haven't even got a father.
Elsie, I certainly have.
Why, of course she's got a father.
Well, where is he, then?
He's away.
Where? Why doesn't he live here where you do?
Oh, just because.
But why? My father lives where I do. Jimmy's father lives where Jimmy does. Everybody's father lives where they live. Why doesn't yours?
He's busy.
Oh.
Listen, Elsie. Kitty's father's way up in Alaska. He works up there.
I don't believe it.
It's true, just the same.
If you've got a father, what did he give you for Christmas? He didn't show me anything your father gave you for Christmas.
Gosh, Elsie, you're not very nice.
I just don't see why Kitty has to tell fibs. If she's got a father up in Alaska or somewhere, he'd send her something for Christmas, wouldn't he? If he liked her anyway, he would.
Well, how do you know he didn't send me a present?
If he did, where is it? What is it?
Maybe it's a secret.
Sure, maybe it is.
It's not nice to have secrets. I told you everything I got for Christmas. I bet if your father sent you anything, you'd be dying to show it off.
Maybe I wouldn't.
Kitty owns your fibbing, and you know it. You didn't get any presents from your father for Christmas.
Oh, come on, let's play party line. You'll be the operator, Elsie, and you'll be my wife, Kitty.
No. I want Kitty to tell me cross her heart if she got something from her father for Christmas.
Well, the package didn't get her yet.
See? I knew you were fibbing all the time.
No, she wasn't either. I just heard Kitty say the package didn't get here yet.
What package? Did he write and tell you he was sending you a package? See? Fibbing about that, too.
Elsie, Kitty doesn't fib.
Well, ask her if she got a letter saying the package was coming. Why don't you?
I haven't got a letter. I just know.
Well, my mother says she thinks your mother...
Hey, anybody hear the name of Kitty Owen?
Oh, Mr. Ross.
How do you do, Mr. Ross?
Hello, Elsie. Hi, Jimmy. What's the matter, Kitty?
Nothing.
Well, I didn't think I heard you say hello. Of course, maybe you aren't Kitty Owens.
Sure I am.
Well, then, in that case, Miss Owens, will you step out into the kitchen and claim the large package I just got down at the post office for you?
Oh, boy, a package, Kitty. A package for you.
Are you sure, Uncle Carl?
Am I sure? Well, Kitty, you just come have a look.
Where's it from? Who sent it?
It's from Nome, Alaska. And who do you think sent it?
My daddy.
Oh, boy. Come on, Kitty. Hurry up. Your Christmas present got here. Your Christmas present got here.
Come on, Elsie. I told you my daddy wouldn't forget.
While three young heads and three pairs of eager young hands delve into the excitement of unpacking the treasures from Alaska, all youthful cruelties and hurts are quickly forgotten. Such a trying on of parka hood and moccasins, such squeals of delight at the luxury of a poor bare rug, such wholehearted childish joy as that package brought. And how all this hilarity would warm the heart of Rocky, the man who sent Kitty these gifts in her father's name. At Nome, Alaska, in the home of his employer, Rocky is saying,
Say, kid, it ain't none of my business, but I've been kind of wondering if you wouldn't like to let the folks here know something about, about you being married.
I thought of that myself, Rocky.
It seems kind of like they ought to know.
Yes, they should. I wanted to say something about my private affairs right from the start, but somehow I couldn't bring myself to talk about it.
You know, I know how you feel.
And especially during the holidays. You know, Rocky, the fact that the Ramseys don't know anything about me and the fact that they've been decent enough not to ask any questions, that's made things a little easier for me. I've been able to forget for hours at a time that...
Yeah, but it's likely to get kind of complicated from here on if they don't know.
Complicated? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't see that. But I wouldn't want the Ramseys to think I was trying to keep anything from them.
Without ever saying anything one way or the other, they kind of give me the impression they figure you're a single young man.
Well, there's some truth in that. I'm not a married man anymore, you know.
Now, you don't know you ain't.
My wife has divorced me. Therefore, I'm obviously not married anymore.
Hey, but, kid, you don't know she's divorced you. It's just something you think.
No. Bud Patterson wouldn't have written that letter if it weren't true. And you forget something else, Rocky.
I do. What's that?
The other man in the case.
What other man?
Bud's letter said that Marilyn was interested in some fellow down in Monticello. You remember that?
Just talk more like it.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, nothing we can say about it will change things. Rocky, do you think I ought to tell Mrs. Ramsey something of all this?
Well, I would if I was you. It seems like the right thing to do for several reasons. If you want me to tell him, I'd be glad to, kid.
Down in Monticello, Illinois, two others besides little Kitty Owens have their thoughts on Alaska, but for quite different reasons. They are Clem and Curly, resting at the moment from arduous dialing on their new shortwave amateur radio set.
Well, Curly, old boy, looks like we're going to have radio pals all over these here United States.
And Alaska, too. Yeah. That last one was Alaska, Clem.
Well, that's the United States.
Oh, it is?
Well, for pity's sake, you know Uncle Sam owns Alaska, don't you?
Oh, yes, that's right.
What for?
But which one of the United States is it, Clem?
Well, it's Alaska, that's all. Ain't one of the states.
I don't know. That's a kind of a hard one to figure out.
What's funny now?
Well, it's easier to get Alaska on the short wave set than it is to figure out where Alaska fits in the scheme of things.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's funny. Maybe
that. Well, I know it. It may not be very funny after all, Clem. Like a lot of my jokes, I guess.
That's all right. It don't do so bad. I was just thinking, Alaska is off the map, I guess, as far as some folks in this town is concerned.
Well, how do you mean, Clem?
Well, I see Maryland's hearing for a divorce is coming up again. This time for sure, I guess.
Oh, my.
And what's more, I see where her and Dave Hunter is getting real chummy.
You don't say, Clem.
Yeah. Twice now, I seen him walking her home from the square after she'd been doing the marketing.
Oh?
Him carrying her parcel. Yeah. And last night, her and her brother and Dave all went together to the church concert, according to what I heard the drugstore say.
Well, who said that, Clem? That's very interesting news.
Thanks for Pete and pity's sake. We sound like a couple of gal-darned busy bee buzz buzzers on the line. hand me my pipe and let's cut out the gossip.
How much of this news is gossip and how much is true? If Jack Owens knew that Marilyn had not yet been granted her divorce, would he decide to put up a fight for the happiness he has lost? What is Aunt Willie thinking and doing these days? I think we'd better pay a visit very soon at Aunt Willie's house. Party liners, do you know what flatulence is? Well, you feel bloated, and you probably feel depressed at the same time. Well, get a bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin and read what it says on that big yellow Syrup Pepsin carton. It says that Syrup Pepsin helps flatulence. Now, you might easily be troubled with flatulence because it's a very common symptom directly attributable to the way we Americans live. For flatulence, I don't have to say, try Syrup Pepsin. I say, get Syrup Pepsin and let it help you, as it's helped many people troubled with this distressing condition. Your druggist has Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin ready for you now. It's the right help for every member of the family, just as right for very young children as it is right for aged people. You measure the amount to take easily for the individual need because it's a liquid. Ask your druggist for Syrup Pepsin today. Tomorrow, we meet a new person on the party line, Mrs. Ella Ramsey. She is to have an important part in future events. Be sure you are listening.